All right, here we go. Marty Lurie here on KBR 680 with the newest giant by a few hours, and that's Michael Broadway. How do you like being in the clubhouse?
It's amazing, man. It's crazy. It's great.
All right, you come from Sacramento. This is your last stop. Tell the fans a little bit what we can expect, the type of pitcher you are. Then we'll talk a little bit about your background, which is pretty interesting.
Man, I just hope to go out there and fill up the zone, really, and bring the best stuff that I have to offer that day to the table every time I go out there and just compete, you know, stick to my game plan, stick to my approach, you know, no matter what happens, and just to compete every time I go out there, pretty much, so.
We're in a world of big numbers where they like to see triple digits. Your good friend Hunter Strickland will hit them every once in a while. You do hit triple digits occasionally.
Gosh, man, to be honest with you, I quit checking the radar gun. Like a couple of years ago, I quit checking it. It was kind of something that got in my head. And yeah, man, there's some guys, you know, in Sacramento and here who can really throw it. You know, Strick, and he's got a. I mean, not only does he throw 98, but it's a lifey 98, you know. And there's a cords, you know, down in Sacramento. He's throws 100 miles an hour, and you know, I don't know where I stand as far as all that goes, but you know, I try to throw it as hard as I can every time. However it comes out, it comes out.
But you got to have other stuff too. You have to have that secondary pitch. So how is that going for you?
It's coming along good, man. It's really developed over the past. The past 3 years, I thought I'm pretty much fastball slider, you know, an occasional changeup. No, I feel confident with both pitches, though. My sliders went from average to below, you know, earlier in my career to, in my mind, it's a plus pitch. You know, I don't know how other people see it, but, you know, I throw it. I feel very confident with it, and I definitely have control of it, you know. And, yeah, I mean, I'm throw any time to count is right now, so yeah.
Very good. All right, Michael Broadway with us. Michael, how did you find out you're coming up to the big club?
Let's see, Bobby Evans called me last night, probably about an hour and a half after the game was over. I was at the hotel in El Paso, and yeah, he called me and told me, you know, I had a 8 o'clock a.m. flight to San Fran this morning, so yeah, it was very surreal, you know, unbelievable. Very humbling feeling, for sure.
It's great. What a great moment in any ball player's career, they call to get up to the big leagues. All right, so after Bobby calls you, who do you call?
The first call I made was, I actually texted my little sister, because it was, I'm from Southern Illinois, and it was like 2 in the morning, you know, 2:30 in the morning there, so I texted her to see if she was awake, because I didn't want to call him at that time of the morning, and she didn't answer, so I called the house phone, and, you know, my mom picked up, and, so I talked to my mom and my dad about it, you know, right after I heard. So, and then the next call was to my scout, who originally signed me out of high school. So yeah.
Well, you're out of Georgia, like Hunter Strickland. He's from Zebulon. You're from Rome, Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. Close to there, well.
No, I'm from Southern Illinois. I was born in Kentucky, actually, Paducah, Kentucky. Yeah. I played in Rome. In A-ball, you know, for a couple of years. And but, yeah, born in Paducah, Kentucky, raised in Golconda, Illinois. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, I got it. I saw Rome somewhere in your background.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now you're in the big leagues, but hasn't been easy. You're 28. It's a long ride to get here. You've had some injuries along the way. What kind of injuries have you had?
You know, I haven't had anything extremely serious. I had an elbow clean out in 2011. And I missed a lot of time with that, a little over a year, actually, and most of the 2011 season, part of the 2012 season, and I got healthy from that. And in 2013, I was pitching well with Washington, and I had a shoulder injury, and it was a torn teres major is what it was, and I missed almost all of last year with that, and then part of 2013 with that, so... But, I mean, yeah, if everything feels good now and, you know, God willing, it'll continue to feel good. So.
All right, good. Well, there's a story here as well. You almost went in for a second elbow surgery with the famous Dr. James Andrews, and then something happened where you didn't have the surgery. This is a new one for me.
Yeah, it was weird, man. So I had arthroscopic surgery in May of 2011. I think it was May. And, gosh, this was 2012 in January or February, and Yeah, I was going to have him go in there and do exploratory surgery because it just wasn't feeling right. I couldn't really throw still. And, I was going to have surgery, you know, and the power went out in the facility. So long story short, you know, me and my dad had drove down to Florida, you know, to have it done from Southern Illinois. And long story short, you know, he had to leave town, and we just couldn't get it done. And he was great about it. He offered to put us up and wait till he got back, you know, in like a beach house of his. But we ended up not going through with it, and ended up I didn't need to have it done anyway. So yeah, it was a real blessing, you know, in the long run. So absolutely.
All right, Michael Broadway with us up in the big leagues. Michael, the challenge for you, I mean, to be up here and the dream comes true. 28 years old. Did you think this was going to happen?
You know, man, I'd always hoped for it. There's come, you pitch well for so long and you pitch bad for so long, and there's times when you think it could happen. There's times you think it probably won't happen. But, all that aside, you know, I'm thrilled to death to be here and to have the call, you know. So, just thrilled to death to be here, man.
Well, it's great to have you here, Michael Broadway. Well, the strikeouts to walk ratio, it's a big number, over 6. Strikeouts to walks, 13 per 9 innings, a couple of walks. So you got to get the ball over the plate here, and you got to have something on it. And that's the key to the big leagues.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I actually just got done talking to Jake Peavy in the meal room in there, and he was just saying, you know, he was saying how good Buster is behind the plate, and just to go with whatever he calls, you know, and throw it his glove, and that's what I plan on doing. So,
great to have you on the show, Michael. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.